Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. Commissioners are stressing the need for a 0.5% sales tax on the May 8th primary ballot. If approved, the tax money would not go towards wages or benefits, but solely to the 911 emergency system for the equipment upgrades and maintenance. Commissioner Chris Obuel explains the county's current sales tax is 6.75%.
5.75% goes to the state, 1% stays locally. So the 0.5% would be on for a 2-year period, and then it would drop off. That 0.5% will generate enough money for the system, the 911 system, to be financed out through 11 years.
There are currently 6 towers for the 911 system, and Commissioner Carrie Metzger notes that if approved, an additional 6 towers would be constructed around the county, providing extra security for law enforcement officials.
By going with Marks, we're going to be able to double the number of towers that our messages can bounce off of, which will increase the coverage area. Now, you're not going to get 100% coverage because we have too many valleys and hills, but it's going to definitely enhance that.
An estimated cost for the entire 911 system from tower technology installation to maintenance is $11.6 million. A 13-mile paving project might cause a few slowdowns for motorists. The Ohio Department of Transportation began preparation work for the State Route 212 resurfacing project that is projected for completion by July 31st. Paving will take place from the Stark County line through Bolivar to Zor and the Carroll County line from the intersection of State Route 212 and State Route 800. Traffic for the $2.5 million project will be maintained with flaggers. Superior Paving and Materials from North Canton was the bid winner for this project. ODOT reminds travelers to slow down around all construction zones. In state news, police say a 2-year-old girl has been accidentally shot and killed by her mother at a hotel outside of Cleveland. Wycliffe police in a statement say emergency crews were called to a hotel around 11 p.m. Friday. Police say the initial investigation indicates the woman was handling a firearm when it fired and struck the girl in the chest. Police say the mother legally possessed the handgun and had a concealed carry permit. In sports news, the Cavaliers got a huge road win last night. 104-100 was the final over the Pacers, and Cleveland evened up their series 2 games apiece. Game 5 is in Cleveland this Wednesday night. Jose Ramirez homered twice, and Corey Kluber picked up the win as the Indians beat the Orioles 7-3. Cleveland and Baltimore play again tonight at 7:05. Pittsburgh topped Philadelphia 8-5 last night as the Penguins win the series 4-2. Tonight, win or go home for Columbus. The Blue Jackets trail Washington 3-2 with Game 6 in Columbus at 7:30. News This Morning is brought to you by Anderson Propane Services, your neighbor working for you. Your Z Country forecast is up next.
Is your propane company built to handle propane emergencies that come with storms? Well, Anderson Propane has built their company to do just that. They have over 500,000 gallons of propane storage and a family-owned trucking company that delivers propane when you need it. Other suppliers could just let your propane run out. Anderson Propane leads the industry with 4-wheel drive delivery trucks, 500,000 gallons of propane storage, and a family-owned transport company to keep a never-ending supply of propane ready for any emergency. With Anderson Propane, you should never experience a propane shortage or transportation problem. They can weather the storms with no weak links. Open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday and an emergency number to ensure you have access to them 24/7. The clear choice is Anderson Propane. Call them today at 888-596-5153 and be sure to visit them on Facebook. Anderson Propane, your neighbor working for you.
Sunshine today, mixing with increasing afternoon clouds, high temperature near 70 degrees. Cloudy tonight with rain showers developing, low temperature in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain showers, likely a cooler high in the upper 50s. Showers into Wednesday with a cloudy sky, highs in the upper 50s. Then turning drier Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds, high of 58. Friday, sun mixing with increasing afternoon clouds, high 64. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by going to WTUZ.com. From the newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUZ.